This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The U.S. Marshals Office has auctioned off nearly 30,000 Bitcoin seized as part of a raid on the online marketplace called Silk Road. We looked at this a few days ago before the auction. Now that it's commenced, some of the website's main currency has gone to an unnamed buyer. And by selling it, the feds may have given it new legitimacy, as Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The U.S. Marshals Service routinely seizes the property of criminals. The marshals only auction stuff off that's legal. You wouldn't have a heroin auction, for example. But the Marshals Service did auction the Bitcoin it seized from the black market website Silk Road. Wedbush Securities analyst Gil Luria says the auction is a stamp of approval.
Because Bitcoin is a legitimate asset, and now the U.S. Marshals Service has acknowledged that.
But even with that legitimacy, Bitcoin still isn't easy to trade. To get it, you have to go to unregulated markets in places like Slovenia or China. Still, CoinDesk U.S. editor Pete Rizzo says the auction helps.
Is it raising awareness beyond where Bitcoin was maybe a month ago? I think absolutely. Does it still have a long ways to go? And I think yes.
The new respectability has pushed up the price of Bitcoin. It fell when the marshals first announced their auction, but it's made up the lost ground and then some. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.